Jane had friends everywhere. She had a passion for hunting and fishing, and she sure could hold her booze. I admired that. Salud! She also collected writers, as well as their books. I guess that's where I came in, with Pauline back in Key West and me writing alone in a $2 a night room at the Hotel Ambos Mundos in Havana. I was the perfect target. And then we targeted each other. Before lunch, we'd have plenty of daiquiris and then take off in her imported sports car. It was a cross-country chicken run. We had discovered the pure adrenaline rush of trying to scare the shit out of each other. The object was to see how long the passenger could sit there without shouting, "Look out!" or "Stop!" The driver was free to leave the road and head out cross-country. Ditches and thorn patches were legitimate hazards. So were cows, birds, trees, and fallen logs. Oh, an ox cart gave you an extra point, but only if it was grazed, not smacked. Now, if you were sitting there in the passenger seat, you probably looked something like this. Jane was a very careful driver. She always looked both ways before hitting something. When I drove, I cheated. I took my glasses off. Hell, I was so damn nearsighted that half the time I didn't know enough to be scared. My interest in Jane died the day she almost killed my children. She was taking Jack and Patrick back to Hymenitas when she swerved to avoid a bus. At first, the boys thought she was playing our game. But when the car started to roll over, they knew it was for real. It rolled three times as they did a strange cartwheel, their hands pressed forcibly against the roof of the car, which finally buckled. The door was jammed, but they managed to scramble out the window. It was not fatal, but it could have been. The next day, Jane fell off her balcony at Hymenitas. I joked about it and told everyone that she'd fallen for me. But it wasn't funny. Her back was broken, and so was our relationship. Someone said that it was no accident, that Jane had gone a little crazy. Whatever it was, she was spending too much time inside her head, and that was a bad neighborhood. That's why I went to Africa without her. Oh, there is one more thing to clear up. Some people say I had sex with Jane Mason. Other people say I did not have sex with Jane Mason. Are you familiar with the expression kiss and tell? Well, here's the truth. Yes. Yes, I kissed Jane Mason. And no, I will not tell you what happened that time she climbed in the balcony of my room at the Hotel Ambos Mundos and found me lying there with a great big... Never you mind what she found.